This is Relentless on AboveTopSecret.com. Back on the thread. Sweetie, you're interrupting my podcast.
Spaghetti for dinner.
I know he's been quiet lately, but that's only in terms of verbalizing. He's making a lot of racket lately, and I've just asked him to stop.
Hi, gang. How you doing?
Okay, enough about him. AboveTopSecret.com, my rights versus your rights. Something has occurred to me recently, and I'm wondering if it's related. I'm thinking back to, and this is going to reveal how old I am. I'm really getting up there.
Oh, no.
But where did all this radical Muslim conflict come from? Well, not, I don't know that I know where it came from, but when did it start? And it seems to me, and it may have just been my youth being unaware of it at the time, but my initial awareness came about during the time of the late 70s, early 80s. I was in college, and this was the time when the switch occurred between the Shah of Iran and the Ayatollah Khomeini, which then escalated into quite a bit of changes, I think, at least in that country, and then spread, although maybe it was already going on elsewhere. Somebody maybe older than me could clarify that. But I did spend some time reading this morning the history of Iran to attempt to get a better understanding and grasp of this. And what I read, what I found was there already was a problem when the Shah of Iran was in power due to many fundamentalists, which were at the time, this is what I'm gleaning from what I'm reading, the poor of this nation were more strict in their religious beliefs. And though the Shah was basically a dictatorship, which was a problem, he also seemed to have irked a lot of people with his ties to the Western world and attempting to modernize. But during this time, some good things did occur, one of which was rights for women were expanded and things like that. But this all came to a head around 1979 or 80, I think. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because at the time I was in college, I went to a private women's college in Boston. And there were quite a few women there attending school with me from Muslim nations who back then did not seem very different to me culturally. Of course, there were cultural differences, but I'm just saying, as people, they did not seem very different to me, though they were only in the U.S. for their schooling. And then they were expected to return to their country. At the same time, my college hosted a lot of ELS students, which was English as second language. So there, I also knew a lot of these students along the way. Those were mostly males coming from many different Arab nations, Iraq, Iran, Kuwait. And at the time this crisis hit, it was very interesting because no one seemed to support the Shah. Yet, whether or not they supported the Ayatollah Khomeini, I do not know. They seemed to at the time. And what's very curious to me is I wonder what they would say now. Because what happened in this country, in that country, from my viewpoint, and if someone can enlighten me further and say I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong, was that this went from, the hope was to oust the Shah in favor of a more democratic type government. And the Ayatollah Khomeini, I think, misled people on the fact that this would occur once he got into control. But in fact, from my viewpoint, things got worse. And I kind of wish I was still in touch with some of these women I knew back then, but I'm not. But what bothers me about this whole thing is this country went from what appeared to me from the outside at that time to be headed in a Western direction. Women had rights. Women had freedoms at that time. They may not have been as expanded as we had already at the time in the U.S., but they did exist. And by the time it was all said and done and the Ayatollah had taken over, and everything changed. Nothing turned out the way it was expected. And to me, it seemed the country went backwards. Now, perhaps this was what the people of the country really wanted. Because ultimately what happened was, rather than have a democratic government, what they ended up with was an Islamic government. Basically, a government ruled by their religion, which is entirely different and is something that supposedly our constitutional rights in the U.S. will never allow to happen. But looking at the entire situation, I hope I don't keep repeating myself again. This is what bothers me. How did a country go from that, from what it was back in the late 70s, to what it is now? Because if you look at that from the perspective of the Western world, in a million years, you would say that that just could not possibly happen. But it did happen over there. And that, to me, is, it's just, I can't wrap my mind around it. How could it have gone to that extreme after they had progressed to a certain point? And one of the major things that occurred, well, I guess from what I read, I can't really say you had total freedom of speech under the Shah, but you certainly have none now. Unless, of course, you choose to leave that country and go to another and exercise your rights there. And nine times out of ten, it seems like those rights are only being exercised to go against the countries they have chosen to go to, where they can, in fact, do that. It's a quandary in my mind. I don't know. But so I just wanted to throw those thoughts out because it concerns me. You know, all the talk of the New World Order, which I just don't honestly believe they'd ever get away with it in the U.S., let alone worldwide. But it has actually happened in the Middle East, and it's happened in our lifetime, and that's cause for concern. So, I don't know. I've been thinking about that. I'd like to know if anyone else is thinking about it, or if, you know, now that I'm bringing it up, what do you think about that? So, this is Relentless. Bye-bye.